step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Next on The Californians.
There's a breathtaking spot in this great land of ours where the mountains descend to the sea in more wondrous beauty than words can express. And my loved one did wait there for me.
They don't know you. And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to
Los Angeles. You don't need that love. Los Angeles. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Welcome. Good morning. Are you awake? It is summer. I'm so excited. I love that the days are longer. Isn't that just fantastic? Well, because of that, we're going to have to make sure we look beautiful and we have the right beauty brands that we go to. And we want freebies, right? So Shalini Vadhera is going to be on the show next two segments. You've seen her on Dr. Oz, Oprah, every show you can think of. She's a celebrity makeup artist turned serial entrepreneur who's making such a difference. She's actually showing women how to invest in themselves, not just here, but also in third world countries. So she's got amazing tips coming up. You don't want to miss that. But I want to kick off the show with sending our thoughts and prayers. I know that sounds cliche, but it's not. We are really sending our prayers on a Sunday morning, as you know, to all of those families impacted in Virginia Beach. You by now have heard the story that on Friday, somebody opened fire, mass shooting. Again, a guy, a longtime city employee, opening fire at the municipal building out there in Virginia Beach. Of the people who were shot, a police officer who, thankfully, a bulletproof vest saved his life. Just incredible. Devastating, though, of course, for the history, for the community of Virginia Beach. And every time there's a mass shooting, it always makes me think of all the other victims, people who just went through their own tragedy, because it's like PTSD. You live it over and over again, going as far back as, you know, the folks who endured Columbine. And then you think about all the shootings that have happened since then, all the school shootings, all the church shootings, the theaters. These people relive it when you hear these stories, and then you see the images of people scrambling and law enforcement creating the perimeter. It's just awful. So we send our love to Virginia Beach. We know that it's the state's largest city and popular vacation spot in southeastern Virginia. So, again, we really hope that you find some peace in all of this as you go through this journey. We got to help each other get through all these things. But switching gears now, I also wanted to kick off the show with an interesting story about our city, Los Angeles. As you know, I love to sing that song at the top of the show. Los Angeles, Los Angeles. Well, you know, we got a lot of trouble here, too. We have our own issues, don't we? We've got, crime here and there. We've got gang shootings. Although I would argue, and I think you know, the stats are out that crime has been going down, which is great. And let's try to keep that trend in that direction. But here's another really cool stat, or award, I should say, that has been awarded to Los Angeles. Because do you know, now that we are in June 2nd, this means it's Pride Month. Yes, Los Angeles, my friends, has been ranked as one of the most welcoming destinations in North America for the LGBTQ folks. And producer Sam is going to correct me because he says, Elizabeth, it's the LGBTQIA, and then don't forget the non-binary crowd. And I'm like, what? So let me help you get through this, folks, because I'm with you. I feel you. generally, we started with like the lesbian and gay community. And I was like, okay. And now I have to remember all these other words. And so I want to be proper and say the right things. So LGBTQ, let's identify what each letter stands for. So producer Sam, my expert in-house, because he, by the way, is a marriage and family therapist. So he sees everybody from all walks of life. And more importantly, this guy was the host of a show on Playboy Radio. It was called The Couch. So you know what I'm saying? He knows stuff.
I have a little bit of a background on this stuff. That's
yes,
sure.
You do. So, yeah. Okay. Lesbian, gay,
lesbian, gay, transgender, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer or questioning, Then they also added IA at the end of it now. So it's intersex and asexual or allied, if you're an ally to the LGBTQIA community.
I mean, it's like the conversation, were you born gay or you become gay? And I think there's a combination of both, to be honest. And I will say, like, my father is a twin, fraternal twin, and my uncle, God bless his soul, he's no longer with us. I've talked about him before. He tried really hard to be a straight man. He wanted to be straight. He married a woman, had a child, and was like, this isn't my thing. I am attracted to men. So he was gay. But I feel like that's someone who was born with that DNA. It wasn't like somebody, he decided, oh, I want to try this lifestyle. Anyway, it's just very interesting. And yeah. I'm excited because, as you know, Pride Month is happening. So the big parade, the West Hollywood Parade, is happening on June 9th. And so I'm excited. I'll be out there. I was actually at the Long Beach Pride Parade. That was, 2 weekends ago or so, down Long Beach, right by the water. It was super nice. Super fun. Those are fun parades.
I think in New York, Pride Parade was going to be broadcast on network TV.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's definitely picking up steam. Everybody, it's becoming a bigger thing nationwide, and more attention's definitely being thrown to it.
Well, and I think it's right that it's just a matter of fact. Like, it is what it is. Like,
yeah.
But at the same time, I will tell you, it scares me because even though we're seeing progress, if you will, in what is tolerance and acceptance of people from different sexual orientations towards others, I'm also concerned about what's happening to women's rights in terms of our bodies. So we know what's happening with abortion laws in Alabama. Where else? There's a whole laundry list of places that are considering, like, that's it. It's over. And I feel like they feel like they've got backup by the Supreme Court, and they wanted to go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's why I get the feeling that they're trying to challenge the laws now. They feel like they have a chance to get it through.
Yeah. It's a weird time, if you really think about it, right? There's so much progress on one end, and I feel like in the other way, we're going backwards. Like, there's a real direction to, like, nope. Now we got to do this, But I'm proud that Los Angeles is joining New York, Chicago, Toronto, Montreal as the top 5 destinations that are, again, LGBTQIA, non-binary friendly, which I think is great. I mean, you can't legislate love.
Absolutely.
That's the part. You really can't. And it's so unfair when someone says in the name of the Lord that, I know what the Bible says. Yes, okay. So, I'm Catholic. I get it. But I always tell people, I also know that I'm not God, and God is love, and love is God. So if you're really going to honor the word, then you're going to be a loving person to everyone. And if it is such a sin that you're going to burn up in hell the moment, it's your time, decision day or, judgment day, then that's so be it. That's not my role. That's God. He will punish you or not. But I'm not going to play that role. I'm going to stop trying to be God down here and say, well, he would not talk to you, or he would look down upon you. He would treat you like a second-class citizen.
Yeah, I would never.
That's a big jump, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would never presume to try to put myself in that position to be as big of a hypocrite to take God's job.
Right, or to know that much, right?
Yeah,
That's
God's job.
Yeah, like, you don't know that much. But I do find this non-binary topic, this non-binary gender conversation really, really interesting. Because honestly, as a woman, like, I do have my ovaries and my fallopian tubes that give me a certain feeling. Like, I'm serious, especially as women, when we get our period. I'm not trying to gross you out, guys. Relax. But, when you have that, like, there's a certain biological change in your body. And so, I don't know. Maybe it is generational. But I feel like that old person, like, you're so old. You can't even grasp the concept of, like, non-binary. I just feel like, So what do you do on days that you want to, do fulfillment of your personal desires? Like, which direction do you go? Is it Monday? It's something? Wednesday? All right. Enough of that. So I'm glad that we have to go to commercial break because, this could have gone further. And I would have gotten a fine and who knows what else. So let's talk about beauty. And, in fact, let's talk about a woman who is, she is a, for lack of a better term, she's a badass. She is a serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, internationally recognized media personality, celebrity makeup artist, global influencer. We're talking to Shalini Vadera when we come back Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI, AM 640, into the newsroom. I got no rules, I count them.
I got
KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. All right, so we now know summer has officially arrived. I'm very excited. So I'm going to start posting some really cute selfies and, you know, on Instagram at Elizabeth Espinosa and, of course, Twitter at @E_Espinosa. And I can't do it without my really, really good friend. She has no idea. She's my new best friend. I've determined. She is a senior vice president of global beauty brands, founder and CEO. Truthfully, an extraordinary woman that everyone needs to know about because she's such an inspiration. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to Shelani Vadhera. And Shelani is a San Diego native. And so good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be your new bestie.
Of course. And I love that we met through a friend we have in common, Cindy Cowan. And this is just so neat because when I heard your story from your husband, by the way, who is your biggest fan, and I love that. I love men who support strong women like yourself. Your husband, someone that people would know as well from Access Hollywood, Tony Potts. You'd see him popping up all over the world, and he still has his own incredible projects that I know he was sharing with me that he's working on. But I love how much he supports you. And he told me this whole story about, I mean, here you're this beautiful woman. We get that. But you're a celebrity makeup artist. But you went from that to becoming such an incredible force as a serial entrepreneur and an inspiration and example for young women around the world, and especially in your parents' native India. So let's go back to you were born in San Diego, raised there, and then this all started with your dad sending you to India at 19?
Yes. I'm a total Southern California girl, grew up by the beach, and, really struggled as, you know, a San Diego girl fitting between two cultures. And when I was 19, my father sent me to India with a plane ticket and $2,500 and told me to start my own company. And I cried the entire flight over because I thought they were secretly arranging my marriage. So I literally was in hysterics. I'm not even kidding. But when I got there, my uncles were knitwear manufacturers and they said, look, you've got to start a company. So figure it out. And, you know, being from San Diego, I was very much into the surf and golf community there. And so I started with, you know, surf sweaters for Aaron Chang and golf clothes and hated it. And then went into jewelry and hated that. And then, went right into beauty, which is where my passion was really from when I was 8 years old.
Well, but hold on. I love the story because your dad sends you there with $2,500 to create your own company, but here you are 19, and this is, you know, I would argue every 10 years the generations change, but that's very forward thinking of your father. But why did he do that specifically to you?
Well, I know my father has always been an entrepreneur at heart, but many years later, and I thought it was because maybe he wasn't an entrepreneur, he had sent me, but I asked him, I said, Dad, why would, you know, it's so progressive for an Indian father to do this. Like, why did you do this? And he looked at me and he's like, you were so outspoken and rebellious that I knew you would get fired wherever you worked. So I had to make sure that you could work for yourself and, you know, you'd always have a job. And I was like, wow, thanks, Dad. I was pretty rebellious growing up because I, you know, again, was trying to fit between two cultures. But my father really obviously saw that and was like, I better help this girl out.
So. What a caring dad, though. I love the backhanded compliment, though, right? It's like, well, you're strong. But, you know, that is fantastic. In fact, if you see her, you guys have got to Google her and look at her face. You're going to say, oh, my God, I totally know who she is. I see you all the time on Dr. Oz. You're a regular on the Today Show with, you know, beauty tips and, you know, your rise from jewelry and fashion entrepreneurship. You're a best-selling author of Passport to Beauty. Let's talk about that.
I mean, seriously, I've had some great jobs in my life that I have loved so much that it was a crime to get paid for them. Writing my book, Passport to Beauty, was definitely one of those because I spent 2 years traveling the world and really finding out what the best beauty secrets were from every country. And, you know, I left Thailand looking like a porn star because I had over-massaged for research. So I had bruises up and down my legs and my butt. It was really funny.
That's funny.
But it was an amazing, amazing 2 years of just seeing that beauty is such a universal language anywhere you are in the world, whether it's, you know, a woman in Beverly Hills, you know, wanting to look a certain way to women in Eritrea that are in a village and have no rights as women and no running water and no electricity. Yeah. But there's a, you know, a TV in the main village and they were like, I want to look like J-Lo. And I'm like, wow, that's incredible. Okay. You know, and so they would create these amazing steam pits and get all these indigenous herbs. And once a week they would get all the girls together, get naked, steam for 45 minutes, catch up on the week's gossip. And then they told me that, you know, for the next couple of days, they felt like they had, you know, invested in like a creme de la mer or some expensive beauty product that they couldn't otherwise afford because it gave them that glow like J-Lo. And I just thought it was really amazing, no matter where I was in the world, that, you know, it was such a universal language to look and feel beautiful with women everywhere.
It's true. I do think you're absolutely right about that. There's something about how, you know, women are from, is it Venus and men are from Mars type of thing? It's true. We do have our DNA. It's a little setup that's different. But also that's what makes you so great at understanding the business. And the reason that I wanted to bring you on, too, is because you are also such a philanthropist. I mean, you've now got a new project that is going to empower women everywhere. And, of course, because of your heritage connection to India, that's where you're focusing on. So talk to us about Ready, Set, Jet.
Oh, I know. Thank you. I'm so excited about this new brand. You know, it's interesting. I've always, from the very first makeup job I had, which was at a Clinique counter, and I love Clinique. I got a bouquet of flowers and a card that said, thank you for bringing back my wife. She's got cancer. You put a smile on her face. I knew back then that I wanted to empower women through beauty. And I just didn't know how deeply that was going to go until really the last few years. I launched a platform called Power Beauty Living, which was really all about women supporting women and powering up your business, your beauty, and your life so you had confidence and balance. And the United Nations had asked me to come launch it there globally in 2016. And as I was creating beauty brands for a lot of companies and also for myself, in 2017, I received the Mahatma Gandhi Award at the British Parliament.
Wow, what was that like?
It was amazing. You can get mad at my husband because he was getting so upset with me for doing Insta stories through the House of Lords. He's like, can you put your phone away? I'm like, no, this is amazing. He's like, exactly, put your phone away.
You're like, it's the House of Lords, Tony. Come on. You listen, I need to memorialize this. I would, yeah.
Exactly. So I got this amazing award for my work in, you know, women empowerment and leadership. And I just happened to go to India 2 months after I received that award, after 9.5 years, for a wedding. And the day I arrived, the Indian government, some officials had invited me. They came to my hotel, picked me up, and I'm sitting there with, you know, someone from the Supreme Court, somebody from Congress, and all these ministers of, you know, transportation and education. And they looked at me and they said, Shalini, you know, we think what you've built is incredible. We need you to now come help the girls here. And I said, okay, that's amazing. Thank you so much. Let me figure this out. And then last year they called and they said, well, we've got about 300 people waiting for you at the House of Commons to talk about your plan for India. And, you know, I thought the rebellious side of me said, you know, let's shake some stuff up here and let's get these girls a future that wouldn't otherwise have a future. So I started doing a lot of research and, you know, there's a lot of girls in India in the villages and slums that really don't get past 10th grade because they don't have access to education.
Oh my gosh. No, we take for granted drinking water, electricity.
Really.
I mean, there's so much.
Sanitary products, you know, all these things.
It's true. So I really want to get into how you are going to help these young women, but also how that helps us right here at home. Because I think that's the part of the story that pertains to all of us, right? How you can make a difference.
Absolutely.
And the business skills that you need, the 1, 2, 3. And of course, we're going to throw in the beauty tips for the ladies. And gentlemen, this is good for you to share this so that you have something to talk to your wife about, just saying, or your girlfriend. So
absolutely.
Stick with me. We're talking to Shalini Vadhera, and she is an inspiring serial global entrepreneur who really uses her internationally renowned beauty and lifestyle platform to send an empowering message to all of us, but of course to women all over the world, and is the founder of this $21 million global cosmetics company that is nothing short of remarkable, my friend. So we'll be right back with more with her. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640, into the newsroom. What's going on?
Turn it up, it's your favorite.
So
KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. So we've been talking.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Talking to Shalini Vadera. She's an incredible woman who is about inspiring women. Not just, you know, the whole, yes, she's a celebrity makeup artist that is now launched a global beauty brand. PassportBeauty.com is where you can go. One of the many different areas that she's working on. But really, her website is Shalini's World. Is that right, Shalini?
Yes, Shalini like Melanie. That's the easiest way for anyone to remember my name.
Shalini'sWorld.com. And let's spell that for everybody.
S-H-A-L-I-N-I-S World. So Shalini'sWorld.com.
You are so inspiring, and you are the founder of a $21 million, if not more, a global beauty brand. And so you are now in the, well, so many phases. You've been awarded, what was the Mahatma Gandhi Leadership Award?
Yes.
At the British Parliament. Hello. That's huge. So you are.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, and you worked on Hollywood Squares. You worked on The Tonight Show. So Jay Leno, the list is long in terms of celebrities that you've done makeup for.
Yeah. And it was such a fun time in my life, you know, just building my career at the time and getting to work with everyone from like Alec Baldwin to Simon Cowell to Jay to, you know, Dancing with the Stars and even working on Bold and Beautiful, which I grew up watching when I would travel the world. Aww. It was the only soap opera that was available overseas to watch, you know,
that
so
great.
To get to work with, you know, just so many great people on so many shows, it was always just a blast. Yeah. And
here's some of your awards. I just want to I want to brag for you. Recipient of the 2019 Exceptional Women of Excellence Award at the Economic Forum. Also recipient of Jewel of India Award. That was, you know, this year, Prime Minister's Office. And also recipient of the Oprah Beauty O Award. That's big.
Yeah, it's been really fantastic just to, you know, as an entrepreneur, you feel like you live on a deserted island and you're pretty much doing a lot of this on your own.
Yeah.
So it's really special when you're acknowledged for the work that you're doing. And, you know, especially as you grow as a brand and even as a person, and you really make your brands have a social component of giving back and paying it forward, which is how I was able to build my career with just so many amazing people that helped me. And so it's wonderful now to be able to turn that into giving back through the brands that we create. And, you know, it's
right.
Amazing.
Well, you're doing that with Ready, Set, Jet, which is about to get launched. And we'll talk about that as well. But you are going through Ready, Set, Jet. You're helping women in India.
We were asked by the government to come and help the girls. And so we saw that Amazon was going to be going in really big with beauty in India. And we were like, okay, you know what? They're going to need some skilled professional women in beauty. And so knowing that a lot of the girls didn't get past 10th grade, we decided we'd go in and create a beauty training certification program, teach them how to become professional makeup artists and entrepreneurs through a leadership academy. And we, you know, just got notice that Amazon is actually going to be hiring the girls that we certify in India, which is wonderful.
Wow.
And so
That's huge.
We set out to do that on that end, what ended up happening, which has been really exciting for me personally, because as a woman trying to raise money in the U.S., you know, only 2% of female-founded companies are funded.
Are you serious? Only 2%?
Only 2%. And if you're a minority, it's 1%. And it's really disheartening because it's the United States of America. And, you know, there's a lot of amazing businesses. And it's actually proven that female-founded businesses are more successful in a lot of ways.
And we're not hating on you guys, but I mean, the truth is truth.
I love
right?
men too.
Facts
you
are
know,
facts.
I mean, we need both energies. But yeah, so what was really interesting is, you know, my first brand when I went out fundraising, I never met a woman. I spent 2 years trying on a road show, and it was men in every boardroom, which is fine. But it was like, for me, I was like, where are the women? You know, and why aren't the women showing up and helping each other? And it was just because a lot of women didn't know how to invest, or it just wasn't on their mind because their husbands were doing it. And what's turned out to be really interesting and exciting for me with Ready, Set, Jet is here we set on a path to empower the disenfranchised girls in India first. It's actually going to be a global program, but we're starting there first just because of, the government and their ask for us to come there. But we've created an entire new group of women investors here in the U.S., women that never had an opportunity to invest, didn't know how to invest, didn't know how to create a syndicate, all of these things. And, we closed our first round and it was just an incredible girl gang of just women that came in together and decided we want to gang together and we want to invest in something. And
I
we
love
want
this
to become
girl
angel
gang.
Investors.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. But okay. So how do you ask for money? So if somebody's listening to you right now, I mean, man or woman wants to become an investor. How do you do that? What's the first step? Let's say top three things.
Well, if you're going out to fundraise, you need to have a business plan. And ideally you need to have, your forecast and a good plan in place, whether it's a product or a tech play. And then you go out and you ask based on, what your vision is, based on the plan, your financial forecast, and your team. You've got to have a good team in place, too, because you can't do all of this alone. And so, this is my third brand, and we have been so fortunate to attract such incredible people to it. So there's a lot of resources now that
weren't
around.
There. You're right. And I would say that you can even Google these things. But what we can't Google are all the little things that you have found as you traveled around the world, and summer is here. So I need to know what are your five most important beauty tips. And you know what? Let's throw in one for the guys. I know the guys are like, we don't need beauty tips. Yes, you do, because it's going to get dry out here. It is a desert. This is California. So of all the places in the world, India, Africa, when you were in Spain, Latin America, can you come up? And I know I'm asking you here on the fly, but top five beauty tips you can do at home that are easy. You don't have to spend money.
I mean, the best beauty tips in the world are good sleep, fresh water, lots of water during the day, and deep breathing. That's a really big one.
Deep breathing. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't understand that they need to, take a breath.
Hold on. Okay. Thank you. I had to throw that in there.
Good job. Yeah. They need to take a breath and they need to slow down and just get in touch with themselves, and that's really, really, really important for a lot of people to remember that, it's okay to slow down. So that's just your three easy, free, doesn't cost you a lot of money tip for you to do. The other ones that I love are, obviously sunscreen's important, but, you can't cover bad skin. So using, investing in good moisturizers, and if you don't even want to go into buying beauty products, just good coconut oil at the store. You can use coconut oil in your hair.
I knew it. I was going to ask you about
that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, you can use it on your lips.
On your face?
For nails. Anywhere. You can
really?
Use it anywhere. And it's amazing. And it's also a natural antiseptic and antibacterial. So there's so many benefits with coconut oil. The other one is, this is a great beauty secret for that I learned in the Dominican Republic. It's crushing and chopping garlic and putting a clove of garlic in a bottle of clear nail polish, leaving it, forgetting about it for a week. And then when you use it, it makes your nails harder than acrylic nails.
What? I love this.
Yeah.
Okay, chopping garlic,
it's
throwing
great.
Into a clear bottle of nail polish.
Nail polish.
Wow.
And then forget about it for a week. And then when you start using it, it makes your nails harder than acrylic nails. So that's just a really fun, easy, great beauty secret. Another one that I really, really love is
I love this. We can
just
be here
investing
all day.
In a good highlighter. As like you said, it is dry out here and it does tend to make your skin look dull and tired sometimes. Mm. And, so a good liquid highlighter that you can get at any store is just wonderful to put down the bridge of your nose and on your cheeks just to give you a nice glow. And that's also just a great anti-aging secret.
Bridge of your nose and your cheeks. You see how I'm feverishly writing this down, Producer Sam? I'm over here let me jot this down. Hold on. We got to have another interview with her. Oh,
exactly.
My gosh. Shalini Vadera, you're incredible. And of course, if you Google her face, you're going to say, oh, my gosh, of course I know you. You are a regular on Dr. Oz, The Today Show, you name it. I'm so excited to have met you and to have you on the show. We will have to have you come back, I should say. Yes, please come back.
I would love that. And thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. So please, if you want more information, where can they find you?
Well, on Instagram, you can find me at Shalini Vadera, and it's Shalini Vadera. And then, of course, if you're interested in some of the brands that we create, Passport to Beauty is really based on those beauty secrets I find around the world. I come home and I take those old world secrets and I marry them with modern day technology.
Love
so we've
it.
Got really cool formulas. So that's PassportBeauty.com. And of course, if you want to be part of this incredible movement with Ready, Set, Jet, it's ReadySetJetOfficial.com. And it's all about, you know, wanderlust beauty for the go generation. All products have like 3 to 4 different uses in them. And we're empowering all these amazing girls to be the next, you know, job creators of the next generation.
That's right. You're such a great entrepreneur. Thank you for having that social justice in you as well. Shalini Vadera,
thank you.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Aren't those great beauty tips? My gosh, so much to talk about. Into the newsroom. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. What a great show. Isn't this woman, Shalini, just great with her tips? I'm loving this garlic tip, right? So you crush garlic. You caught that right, producer
Sam?
Yeah,
making the nails harder.
That's right. Something that I think is healthy. It's good for, it's au naturel. I hear that garlic is good for a lot of things, like your lungs as well. If you have like really bad bronchitis, you crush it up and you put a little bit of lemon juice and like in a tablespoon. And so you mix it with lemon juice and a little bit of honey and you swallow that. And you do it like 3 times a day. Great breath coming your way. Oh, my gosh. So I'm dying. You know, I'm so bummed. I couldn't find, I think I only found one theater that had The Hustle. Is that right? The movie with the girls that I think are so funny. Anne Hathaway and the other gal.
I'm
so bummed. I want to see that. I still want to go see Aladdin, too. I did see John Wick. So you guys can go see those movies. Those are my recommendations. But I want to talk about a little bit, this is really cool. I was checking out the Daily Bruin. You all know I'm a big Bruin. I went to UCLA. But I'm very excited. The Daily Bruin's a great little newspaper. I'm kind of bummed I never actually worked with the Daily Bruin when I was there. But I was reading up, because I do check out the Daily Bruin trades here and there. So Reverend James Lawson apparently was recently on campus. He's an acclaimed civil rights activist, also a lecturer at UCLA. And it's kind of cool. They have this teach-in class over there. It's organized by students over by the labor. It's labor and workplace studies. And it's taught by, of course, this Reverend Lawson. And it's about nonviolence and social movements. And this is, of course, an activist, right? You know, Reverend Lawson, who worked closely with Martin Luther King Jr. And so it's kind of neat because they have like they feature a series of student group presentations. They have a panel of social justice directors. And, you know, Los Angeles is home to the largest number of undocumented immigrants. So they try to raise awareness about the conversation surrounding immigrant rights. Also, the sanctuary movement in the country, the fact that we have, you know, SB 54, for example, which makes us a sanctuary state, which is one of those very controversial hot topics for folks, especially for, you know, the far right that doesn't want anything to do with it. But it's kind of, it's just such a wonderful class. I mean, it's really showing young people, you know, how do you have this conversation without imposing on someone else's rights? Or how do you have this conversation without becoming violent? Because we know that that can happen and it has happened, especially with some of these rallies with Trump supporters that are really diehard. And it's terrible because I'm like, come on, guys, it's 2019. Like, we go to the International Space Station, we're building a home up there, and we don't even know how to have a conversation. Like, that's the whole idea of this democracy. It's an exchange of ideas, and we have to be respectful of each other. So I love that, you know, we're starting at a young age, if you will, young, in college, kind of having that conversation. Like, how do you do that? And think about it. Immigrant youth of UCLA have had a real national impact with the, you know, with the fight, if you will, for the DREAM Act. There are a lot of students that are undocumented that are at UCLA as well and took a, you know, part in that those conversations, those congressional hearings, those protests, and, you know, everything that's happened where they do those sit outs, you know, in front of the White House, you know, all of that. So it's just incredible. Really incredible.
And these Reverend Lawson is from a generation that's dying off. And these are people who are there through the civil rights movement. They were there at ground zero for a lot of these big, huge events throughout American history. these are the people that, you know, the younger generation today needs to pay attention to, because they've went through these battles. They've seen where a lot of these go, and so happy that they're going to have this going on with him. I'm actually really interested in it.
Yeah, no, I am too. And as he says, look, nonviolent activism is necessary to hear each other. And how do we do that, right? Be nonviolent. And you eliminate segregation. You eliminate hatred, violence, fear. And I think that's what it is. It's just people are afraid of change. Oh, my God. It's the one thing that's guaranteed in life is change. So, but it's so cool. Like, if you look at the paper, by the way, the Daily Bruin, there's a picture of Reverend Lawson, you know, lecturing. And then next to it on the in the chalkboard area, it's hashtag nonviolence. It's kind of cool, but it's just a sign of the times, right? I remember when I was at UCLA, there was no hashtag conversations. There was no Instagram. Nope, there was no Twitter back in 1902. Take it easy. It wasn't that long ago. But it sure feels like it. Also, listen, we've had some pretty high-end folks in town. Bernie Sanders was here in Southern California, in Pasadena, in fact, on Friday. There's about 3,000 people and out there to support him. And he said, I don't want to get my opponents nervous. We're going to win here in California. That's so Bernie Sanders. He's so funny. I know Kamala Harris, too, was here talking about immigration. So just a lot. That's just a crazy, that's going to be a crazy election in terms of the Democratic side. I mean, everybody and their mother is running. So if you put your money on, who do you think is going to be the front runner right now, Producer Sam? Will it be Biden? Will it be, I'm going to give you my top three. I think it's either this mayor from Indiana, right?
Yeah, Mayor Pete.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. Oh, yeah. It's a tough last name. Bernie Sanders or Biden?
In reverse order, that's my top three. Biden, Bernie, and Buttigieg. The three B's.
Really?
Yeah. And now, granted, a year and a half is a long time in politics. Yep. So a lot can change. But just standing from this distance to election day, I'm going to have to say that's where it's going to go.
Yeah.
But anything can change.
I know. It's just so, it's going to be crazy. But I'm excited. I'm really excited to see how are they going to have their first presidential candidate debate. I hope they're smart and they learn from the last round when, you know, you had that large list of Republicans and with Trump there fighting everybody. I think if they're smart, they're going to attack each other on policy and just keep it there and not make it personal. And that way, when they all have to be on the same team and say nice things about each other,
yeah,
you can save face and kind of do it in a more, you know, with a unified voice.
Plus, it makes it before there, you only had two choices on the during the primaries, Bernie and Hillary before.
Right, exactly.
And it polarized people. People had to pick one or the other. And some people made a choice that they weren't necessarily happy with.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the calendar section and get you some great, cool ideas of stuff to do. Oh, you know what? I actually I spent some time yesterday at the horse show at the Los Angeles Equestrian Center with William Shatner. Very excited. My friends, the Seagulls, are very kind to invite me to a charity, and so I spent time with him.
Oh, my God. That's one of my heroes.
Is he really? Mr. Priceline.
I've met him once, and he was one of the nicest dudes. I've heard mixed reviews from other people, but he was one of the nicest dudes to me.
I know. Listen, he is a nice guy, but it's always interesting to me. I tell people, they only meet you once. And if it's, God forbid, it's a day you have a stomach ache or you're like in a bad mood and then you're not as smiley, then they'll take away, you know, the takeaway will always be, they weren't that nice. So that's something I always try to keep in mind when I meet people, even if I'm having a rough day.
Yeah.
But he was very nice to me. I met him actually at a synagogue in Orange County. And it was this type of meet and greet with him. And he gave a lecture. And he was he's very funny. He's a great storyteller, too, let me tell you. So I'm excited. The Walk to Cure Arthritis happening over at UCLA, my alma mater, at the Wilson Plaza. That's happening at 9 o'clock this morning. Everybody get ready. Get your shoes ready. There's also the Herbalife 24 triathlon. Yeah, so bummed I missed it. I was not going to be able to make it, but I was really planning on doing it.
I trained.
Exactly. I trained. That's right. Yeah, right. And the 5K happening at Venice Beach to LA Live. That's pretty cool. That's happening at, as we speak, in just a few minutes, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m., my friends. Also, can we afford to eat in Los Angeles? Panel discussion? That's a great question. That's happening $25 per person to join the conversation. The venue is Dynasty Typewriter. That's cool. I've never even heard of this place. It's off of, Wilshire Boulevard. Yeah. All right. So we have all those on our page. Don't forget, be good to each other. The Jesus Christ Show is coming up next. Folks, have an incredible day and namaste. Thank you.
for being with me. Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Ciao.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.